You are one strange bitch, know that? A freak. I can't believe anyone listened to you. He grabs my wrists. I try to pull them back and he squeezes so tight it feels like my bones are splintering. He pins me against the closed door. Maya Angelou looks at me. She tells me to make some noise. I open my mouth and take a deep breath. Beast, you're not going to scream. You didn't scream before. You liked it. You're jealous that I took out your friend and not you. I think I know what you want. His mouth is on my face. I twist my head. His lips are wet. His teeth knock against my cheekbone. I pull my arms again, and he slams his body against mine. I have no legs. My heart wobbles. His teeth are on my neck. The only sound I can make is a whimper. He fumbles to hold both my wrists in one hand. He wants a free hand. I remember. Metal hands, hot knife hands. No. A sound explodes from me. No! I follow the sound, pushing off the wall, pushing Andy Evans off balance, stumbling into the broken sink. He curses and turns, his fist coming, an explosion in my head and blood in my mouth. He hit me. I scream. Why aren't the walls falling? I'm screaming loud enough to make the whole school crumble. I grab for anything, my potpourri.